FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A retired neurosurgeon who's on a mission to help children in need says he was inspired by his own experience during the Rwandan genocide. Dr. Andre Hatting is on a 7,000-kilometer motorbike ride across South Africa. It's in an aim to raise funds for vulnerable children's medical care. His 21-day trip that started in the Western Cape has now brought him to KwaZulu-Natal.
And I was a volunteer in Rwanda during the genocide. And there were 1 million people apparently killed at the time we were there. And of that 1 million people were 36,000 children. But for each child who was killed, there must have been 8, 9, or 10 children who was injured. And there was virtually nobody that was going to assist them or was lending assistance to them. Then I made a promise that one day I'll do something for the children.
Hatting's non-profit Pediatric Care Africa provides free medical examinations for children in small towns. He says everyone deserves access to health care. He's being supported by various groups and organizations.
They sponsor me per kilometer. Before we start, we take a photographed odometer, and of course it's verified. And when we're finished, we do it the same way to make sure that I actually do travel the exact distance that we say we do. Of course, there's a lot of photographic evidence as we go along. Motorbike Club around South Africa, they do fundraising for us as well. And when we visit their areas, they give us some funding. And we also sell a cookbook. I wrote a cookbook especially for this ride. It's called Cooking of Doc. And we sell that as well. So there's a whole variety of things.
Mzinduzi's ratepayers say the municipality's proposed tariff hikes are simply unaffordable. The city's requested a 36% increase for electricity costs, 13% for water and sanitation, and 7% for refuse removal. Community members, businesses, and municipal officials have been invited to a meeting at the Pietermaritzburg City Hall this afternoon to share their thoughts and concerns. Anthony Waldhausen is with the Mzinduzi Association of Residents, Ratepayers and Civics. He says the proposed increases for the new financial year don't make sense.
They haven't actually collected a refuse yet for the past 3 weeks at the moment, and you still have a resident sitting with 2 loads of refuse for the past 2 weeks. The ongoing outages we experience from water and electricity, and it's continuously everywhere in Pietermaritzburg, you will find water and electricity outages on an ongoing basis because of the reason is that they aren't repairing and maintaining this infrastructure.
And a court convicted Singapore's opposition leader of lying to Parliament. Pritam Singh was charged with 2 counts of lying to a committee during a probe into a fellow MP. Prosecutors say the Secretary General encouraged the MP not to come clean about a story she made up before Parliament. She claimed police made insensitive comments when she accompanied a victim to report a rape. The case could disqualify Singh from running in this year's general elections. He faces a maximum sentence of 3 years behind bars and a fine. A recap of our lead story, a retired neurosurgeon who's on a mission to help children in need says he was inspired by his own experience during the Rwandan genocide. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.